And in a nutshell, the biggest issue behind these two bills happens to be the push to force the Children Board to go back to referendum, not in a near future, but in a very near future. We're talking in November or earlier this year. And although we believe in accountability to the taxpayers of every entity should have, that's not even feasible when you talk about the campaign that would need to be launched to offer support to go to referendum.
Beckner said that asking voters to approve the board perennially would cause an undue burden on taxpayers, and added that the county already has the authority to put that question on the ballot.
To use those resources that it may cost, whether it's $1 million or $1.5 million, to go to a referendum when it may not even be necessarily necessary, and then I think that's an extraordinarily misuse of tax dollars that I don't think that could be used for services for the kids.
Commissioner Jim Norman was the only no vote. He said that while he thinks the Hillsborough Children's Board has had a positive impact in the community, taxpayers should be able to hold these entities accountable in some way.
I think there's some constructive things in this bill. I would not want to kill it outright. I would amend it to say the county shall consider submitting the question of retention or dissolution of the district.
Hillsborough voters adopted a tax to fund the Children's Board in 1988. The board provides numerous services oriented toward children and families. Children's Board CEO Luann Panacek said that the board doesn't do much advertising, which may hinder its ability to justify its existence in time for the next election.
The public does not know of us. And that was probably the biggest error on my part in 15 years I've been there, because I didn't believe we should spend any money advertising who we were, that all the money should be about our programs and about the issues. And so we know nobody knows who we are, and we are struggling, because if we go to ballot in August, we would certainly be defeated because people don't know. They know our programs. They know the issues. But we are not. We don't have a face in the community.
Panacek began her testimony with an alarming statistic.
A recent sobering statistic from the U.S. Army says that 75% of young Americans ages 17 to 24 are ineligible to serve in the United States Army because they've either failed to graduate from high school, engaged in criminal activity, or are physically or mentally unfit. I'm going to say that again, 75% of youth 17 to 24 cannot serve in our military.